Our readings today point out some very important truths of our world. It points to the family as being the very center of society. And at the very center of the family is the holy marriage, the union of one man and one woman. And we know that the family is under attack in this world. Because of that, the marriage is also under attack. But they have been under attack since the very beginning. This is nothing new. We see in our readings today from Genesis how God intended it. Before the fall, God created Adam, and he sees that it is not good for man to be alone. And so he creates all kinds of creatures, and he brings them to Adam. And Adam names them, showing man's primacy or dominion over all the animals. Not to abuse them, not to exploit them, but rather that they can show God's glory to us. But none of these was a suitable partner. So to create this partner, Adam would have to cooperate. Adam is even going to have to suffer. This is a foreshadowing of Jesus' death upon the cross. Adam falls into a deep sleep. And just as blood and water would flow from the side of Christ when his side is pierced with the lance, from Adam's side is going to come his bride. Christ gives birth to the bride, the church. Adam gives birth to his bride, Eve. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This is a brand new kind of relationship. A new category, not the same as Adam had with the other animals. This is a covenantal relationship. And woman is created or built. The word in Hebrew, hebna, it's not that she was made, but that she is built into a temple. This is why a man will leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. The two become one flesh. But this union has been under attack from that very first moment as well. Because marriage is more than a sacrament. It is also a sacramental. It is something that is lived for all time. To understand this, we need to know what a sacrament is. That visible sign of an invisible grace. So the union of a man and a woman is a visible sign to the world of the union of Christ. Becoming God and man. The union of Christ with his church. And that is why Satan hates it so much. Is because he hates Christ. So reading sacred scripture, we see attacks against the family from the very beginning. Cain attacking his brother Abel, killing him. King David committing adultery and then murdering to cover that up. Moses allowing a bill of divorce. What is it that caused John the Baptist to be beheaded? His brother was married, but Herod wanted his brother's wife. And so Herod's brother and his wife divorced, so Herod could take his wife for his own. And John called him out for that, and for that John was beheaded. Divorce was also a subject of interest to the Pharisees. There were rabbinic schools at that time. Some of them absolutely forbid divorce. Some of them allowed divorce in limited circumstances. And there were some schools that were much like our world today, where any reason or even no reason was good enough. And on top of that, Moses permitted it. So the Pharisees come out with this plan. They want to divide Christ, those that would follow Christ, from those that were following Moses. They come up with this question to trap him. Is it lawful for a husband and wife to divorce? And Jesus says, what did Moses say? Well, he allowed it. And then Jesus teaches them, that is not the way it was from the beginning. It was because of your hardness of heart that Moses allowed it. The Levitical covenant that Moses received, the first covenant that Moses received from God, did not allow for divorce. It was only after 40 years they received this Deuteronomical covenant, a second law, because they could not live up to the original. And for that reason, Moses allowed a divorce decree to be written. So Jesus calls them to reflect on what Moses called them in the beginning. Husband and wife joined together. The word in Hebrew is it's glued together. That sense that cannot be undone. No longer two, but one flesh. to live in the same way as God lives, to be an image of the Trinitarian love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that we can see that love in the world with the union of a man and a wife coming forth in the children, living the way that God lives. This is another very difficult teaching that Christ gives us, this indissolubility of marriage. And if marriage does come apart, it shows us that we still live in a fallen world and we are still affected by sin. So we need to understand what the church teaches so that we can help others who are going through a divorce or maybe have gone through a divorce, to help them to see the truth and to see the love that Christ has for all his children. Many people think that divorce separates us from the church. And that is not true. We need the sacraments. Divorce is not a reason to not come to Mass. Divorce is not a reason not to receive Holy Communion. It is not a reason not to come to confession. We need the strength that these sacraments bring us. But if we enter into a marriage after a divorce, we need an annulment before that marriage can take place. For without the annulment, that original marriage is still in effect. In effect, divorce is a death, and annulments bring healing and renewal. So if you find yourself in that relationship of a remarriage without an annulment, or family members, friends, we all have them that are in those relationships, please encourage them to come to Mass. Encourage them to receive God's Word. Encourage them to receive, to be a part of the community. And although we cannot receive communion in good faith in that situation, we can encourage those that are in need to begin the path of healing, to begin the path of seeking an annulment. And lastly, right after this very difficult teaching, what does Jesus do? He takes a child and brings him right into his midst. Jesus always sees children as a blessing. Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them. Children in a family are this visual symbol of that covenantal relationship. They are eternal beings of infinite value, made in the image and likeness of God. Remember, we were all children at one point in our lives. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. We are all in the need of a conversion of heart, a conversion of the mind to become childlike. This doesn't mean that children are not affected by sin. We know that they are, but they tend to be free from that sense of addiction to sin. Whatever it might be, sex, lust, power, money, drugs, reputation, these and so many more become those gods that we seek after, that we want to cling on to and hold on to. They pervert us and they blind us from seeing the truth. Children have this ability to live in the moment, free from pride, free from the ego, more transparent, willing to admit that they need help, to seek forgiveness when they have done wrong, and to forgive when they have hurt others. May God watch over us and bless us all with a conversion of heart, that we may receive the spirit of a child. Just another note, after my Mass last night, a few people came up and asked, how do I go about getting an annulment? So in next week's bulletin, I will place the steps for that process in the bulletin so that we can have a guide to lead us through this. At noon today, there will be an RCIA meeting at the Fellowship Hall. So anyone interested in becoming Catholic or learning more about our faith, at noon today will be an informational meeting. There will be an organizational meeting for the Fall Fest this Tuesday at 6 o'clock at St. Gabriel's School. Unit chairpersons for July through December should try to be in attendance, and those chair people are listed in this week's bulletin. The Finance Committee will meet at the Fellowship Hall at 6 o'clock this Thursday. PCCW is holding a rummage sale this coming Friday and Saturday at the Fellowship Hall. They need help in sorting through the donations. If you can help, there are some entrance or some sign-up sheets, or just please show up.